Yeah. Next year, we're going to have one page number all the way through.
明年我们会有新的诗歌本。
Let's start again at the beginning. Let's just, I'm sorry to, but let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen. 让我们大家转眼仰望耶稣。
And just a little bit faster. Just a little bit.
Okay, 我们唱这个诗歌的时候可以稍微快一点。
Number verse 1 again.
好，第一节。
Oh, so are you weary and troubled, though blinded by darkness from sin. There's hope for the good and the Savior, and life will run on your best.
You have come to meet with us, and we have come to meet with you.
主啊，你来遇见我们，主啊，我们来这里与你相见。
So Jesus, again tonight we come.
主耶稣，今天晚上我们来到你面前。
You have invited us to come.
主啊，你邀请我们来到你面前。
And so we come in faith, Lord.
主啊，我们借着信心我们来到你面前。
Oh Jesus, Jesus, you said if we would seek you with all of our hearts, we would find you.So Lord, we want to do that as best as we know how. By your grace, Lord, we want to seek with all of our hearts.
主啊，借着你给我们的恩典，主啊，今天晚上我们要全力来寻求你。
Jesus, 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 thank you, Lord. Let's sing together. Oh, how, oh, I love him.
我们大家一起来唱。
Page 37.
第37页。Oh, 我爱他第十九首。应该也在诗歌的后半部，十九首第三十七页。好，我爱他。好，我们大家可以一起起来，敬拜。
Thank you.
谢谢你召聚我们。
We thank you that you appointed this night.
哦，主啊，你已经约定了这个晚上。
We believe you to make great changes within us.
哦，主啊，我相信今天晚上你要在每个人身上做一些奇妙的改变。
Something that makes free.
主啊，你会释放我们。
Fill us with your own spirit.
哦，主啊，借你的圣灵。
Cleanse our hearts.
哦，主啊，洁净我们的心。
Lord, we believe in you to work miracles within us.
哦，主啊，我们相信你会在我们心里成就那神迹奇事。
That will leave this place never the same.
主啊，当我们离开这个地方的时候，我们不再一样。
Amen. We claim large answers to the prayers that have been prayed.
Amen.
哦，主啊，圣母来到你面前祷告。
that you will have your perfect way.
是主啊，在这里你有你完全的旨意可以行使。
That you will pour out your spirit among us.
哦，主啊，你会将你的圣灵请浇灌在我们当中。
And all eternity will be different because of what you do within us this night.
哦，主啊，今天晚上你在我们身上所做的会在永生里面做成改变。
Amen. We claim it according to your great desire.
是，主啊，我们按照你的心意来这样的祈求。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Maybe we could sing that chorus, I surrender all. Do we know that?
Surrender all.
To me, all ye who are weary and burdened,
rest.
Take my yoke upon you, learn of me.
For
I am meek and lowly in heart.
And
you will find rest unto your souls.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
This morning we ended with the passage in John 7.
今天早上我们在读约翰福音第七章。
And I'd like to just pick up there again tonight.
今天晚上我们要继续来看约翰福音第七章。
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.Beginning at the 37th verse.
从第三十七节开始。
On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
节期的最后一天就是最隆重的一天。耶稣这样子喊着说，人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said,Streams of living water will flow from within him.
信我的人就经上所说，从他腹中将流出活水的江河来。
And then this is the verse I didn't read this morning. It says, By this Jesus meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
后面这一节我们今天早上没有提到，这一节讲的就是说，耶稣这话指他。信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Hallelujah. This thought of rivers of living water flowing out from us.
从我腹中要流出那个活水的江河。
It's what God desires for each one of His children.
神对的孩子所赐的心就是这样的。
He desires to fill us, to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
神要让圣灵来充满我们。
So that we in turn can be His channels of blessing to the world, to those around us.
也就因为那个圣灵的充满，所以我们能够成为这个世界的祝福。
And so He offers us Himself. He offers the promise of the Father.
所以神就将自己给了我们，同时也透过他，他将神所对我们所应许的也给了我们。
This afternoon, you received, or we gave out a little booklet entitled Walk in the Spirit.
今天下午你们可能都有收到一个小册子，那个小册子上面讲的就是说，在圣灵当中行走。
And I don't know if the ladies want to know what the men talked about today. Do you want to know?
不知道姐妹们，你们想想不想听看我们今天弟兄会谈的是什么？
I mean, we want to know what you guys talked about. But
我们肯定也可以先听看姐妹们聊一些什么。
But we just considered some men in the Bible that walked with God.
今天下午我们谈的最早是在圣经当中那些与神同行的弟兄。
To walk with God or to walk in the Spirit means that we are walking with God.
与神同行，它所指的就是我们跟着神同行。
You really can't separate the two.
你没有办法分把神还有跟他同行分开。
No, Enoch walked with God, and Noah walked with God, and Abraham walked with God.
Enoch 与神同行，亚伯拉罕与神同行。我还少了一个。
Noah
与神同行。
And all of these had a deep, intimate relationship with God.
这些人都跟神有着很亲密的关系。
Someone reminded us that Abraham was called the friend of God.
有一个弟兄就讲到说，亚伯罕他被称作是神的朋友。
You know, Jesus said to his disciples, "I've called you friends."
神对他的门徒说，我称你们为我的朋友。
And so the question comes to us: Are we? Are you? Am I a friend of God?
所以接下来我们就要问自己，你是神的朋友吗？
Amen. That's something that speaks of a closeness.
他所讲的是那个亲密的关系。
Something beyond just an acquaintance.
他是超过那个只是熟识而已。
But someone that shares my heart.
他所讲的是说，这个人他知道我的心。
And who loves me.
同时这个人他爱我。
And that's Jesus.
那个爱我的人就是耶稣。
Hallelujah. I was thinking of this thought of a river.
So, 所以当我讲到这个活水的江河。
And how that, how a river also can illustrate this thing, this thought of walking in the Spirit.
而且就是说这个活水江河它如何来应用在这比喻上，就是与神同行这个比喻。
In the book of Ezekiel, we read about a river that flows from the temple.
在以西结书当中我们读到那个从圣殿当中所流出的江河。
And in that vision, the prophet Ezekiel is told to measure the depth of the river as he is looking at it.
在那个意象当中，以西结他就讲到说那个江河的那个深度。
And first, the river is up to his ankles.
首先，那个深度只有到他的脚踝而已。
And then it's up to his knees.
然后接下来，那深度慢慢晋升到他的膝盖。
And then it's up to his chest.
然后后来慢慢，那深度就晋升到他的胸口。
And then he gets to a place where he says, "It was waters to swim in."
然后接下来，等他继续往前进的时候，他就必须要用游的。
Have you ever gone out into Brant Lake? Anyone?
你们有到这个湖上面去吗？
And at first you just go in and it's at your ankles.
然后当你在往湖里走的时候，一开始水
And then it's up to your knees.
脚踝，接下来就到你的膝盖。
And then maybe you stop there, right?
那也许你可能就停在那里。
You see, that's not a picture of walking in the Spirit.
所以你可以看到，就是说，当你与神同行的时候，它并不是像这样的。
Sometimes we think that you know we've gone far enough in God.
有些时候，我们以为说我们与神同行，我们已经走够远了。
And we sense His working in our lives.
我们可以感受到在我们生命当中所做的工作。
But we still have our feet on the ground.
但是其实我们脚还站在陆地上。
You see, but when you get far enough into a water that you swim in,
除非你进到水面够深，你开始游泳。
Your feet no longer touch the ground.
那个时候你的脚不再是在地上的时候。
And you commit yourself to the water.
你那个时候才是全然把你自己交给那个活水的江河。
You know, I've taught my children how to swim.
我教我的孩子们如何游泳。
Just as I was taught how to swim.
我就教他们如何游泳。
And the secret to being a good swimmer.
你能够游得好的秘诀是。
Is to commit yourself to the water.
你就是必须要。你就是必须要把你自己放到水里面去。
Trust the water.
你必须要相信那个水。
Trust that the water will hold you up.
你必须要相信那个水会让你浮起来。
You're not a swimmer, huh? Okay, well, I'm going to teach you. Trust the water.
你必须要信任那个水。
And so if we're going to walk in the Spirit,
所以如果我们要行在圣灵中的话
It doesn't mean that the Spirit is just at our ankle.
它并不是说圣灵只能到我们的脚踝。
To walk in the Spirit means I'm committing myself to this life in the Spirit.
你如果说要行在圣灵的话你必须要将你的生命完全交给
Where it's no longer I but Christ.
所以那不再是你而是耶稣基督。
It's full surrender, beloved.
你必须要全然的降服。
Full surrender.
那是全然的降服。
You know, my wife doesn't like the water either, my wife.
我太太也不喜欢水。
And she likes to keep her feet on the ground.
她喜欢站在地上。
Even if it's just her tippy toes.
即便就是她必须要垫脚。
No, but we have to commit ourselves, beloved.
亲爱的，我们必须要愿意委身。
You see, really, when it says to walk in the Spirit, it has the idea that The Spirit is not just leading me, but the Spirit is controlling
me. 你必须要知道，在圣灵当中行走，并不是说只是圣灵带你走，而是圣灵它其实是掌控你的。
You see, sometimes we want God to help us.
有些时候我们需要神的帮助。
We want God to help us do what we want to do.
我们请神按照我们的方式来帮助我们。
It doesn't work that way.
它不是这样的。
We have to say, God, it must be you. It has to be all you.
要按照你的方式来。
So we take the plunge.
所以我们就勇敢地跳进水里。
It's as if we're surrounded by the ocean of his love.
就像说我们让他海像海洋一样的包围我们。
If you read experiences, and maybe I trust you've experienced this yourself, that when God fills us with his Holy Spirit,He fills us with His love.
你应该会有这样的经验，当神用他的圣灵充满我们的时候，他是同时也用他的爱来充满我们。
I gave out, or I, can I tell a little story?
Yeah,
okay. So every year at our church, my wife and I, we try to bless our church members with a gift.
每一年在我们教会啊，我们都会想要送一点礼物给我们的弟兄姐妹。
A birthday gift, you know.
例如说生日礼物，给他们做祝福。
So sometimes it's a little mug, you know. Church name on it.
它可能是有个马克杯啊，有他的名字在上面。
And sometimes it's a T-shirt.
有些时候可能是一件T-shirt.
I have my brother-in-law makes the T-shirts.
I mean, 我的。
So I get good price.
因为我有一个亲戚，他是做 T 恤，所以我可以拿到比较好的价格。
So if you need T-shirts, you come to me.
所以你就说
I know a guy.
我知道有人，他是专门做 T 恤。
But this year, I said to my wife, I think I want to give them a book.
但今年我跟他讲说，我跟我太太讲说，我想要给我弟兄姐妹们一本书。
How many would be happy with a book?
你们多少人喜欢一本书
？Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm glad the rest of you are honest.
这边他们很诚实，他们不想要一本书。No, I said this side is honest.
Yes, the other side. And so I actually chose I chose three books.
所以我选了三本书。
And I let them have it. They could pick the one that they like.
所以那些弟兄姐妹，他可以选那三本当中他们想要的书。
But one of the books I gave them or let them pick is a book entitled "They Found the Secret."
我给他们三本可以选的书里面，这是其中一本。就是说这本书的 title 就是说这本书的标题就是说他们找到了那个秘密。
Has anyone seen this book before?
你们有人看过这本书吗
？Sister Elsie, yeah. Okay, well.It's the story of 20 different people.
这本书里面讲的是20个人的故事。
From different times in you know, maybe the last 200 years.
他们讲的，那些人他们是活在不同的时代，有些人可能是200年前的。
But most more up to date.
但是大部分这里面的那个时刻，大部分都是活在最近的现代。
And they relate how their life was changed.By an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
在这里面，他们这些二十人的故事，他们讲到说，他们的生命是如何因着圣灵而得到改变。
They're not all Pentecostals.
他们这些人不一定都是五旬节的信徒。
But they're from all different walks and different denominations.
他们是在各种不同的宗派里面，但是他们都是与神同行的。
But they found the secret.
但是他们都找到那个共同的秘诀。
It was interesting, what we decided to do at church.
很有趣的就是说我们在教会当中我们决定要做些什么。
I said, honey, they're not going to read the book.
也许你可能不会读这本书。
I can give them a book, but they, okay, I shouldn't say that. I said, they may not read the book.
也许我会给他们书但是他们也有可能不会读这本书。
And so we decided to have book clubs.
所以我们决定要成立一个读书俱乐部。
So if you, I said, if you take a book, you sign your name for the book club.
所以你如果要拿这个书的话，你就必须要加入这个读书俱乐部。
And so now they're meeting together in their little groups or bigger groups, and they share what they've read, and they're going to do 2 chapters a week, and so on.
所以他们现在就开始那个读书俱乐部，可能或大或小，但他们每个礼拜会读两章。
I only say that because I told the young people this book is for you. They found the secret. If you're a young person, take this book, and so most of them did.
所以我就是说你们拿这本书，如果拿这本书的人通常都是年轻人，所以很多人要说他们，因为他们是年轻人，所以他们就选这本书一起来念。
And my daughter, my oldest daughter Caitlin, she's leading the group that the book club that's reading this book.
所以我的长女她就带领了一个读书会，他们就在读这本书。
So at their first book club, she said one of the young people.Asked the question.
所以在那个读书俱乐部，我女儿带的那个里面，有一个年轻人，他问了这样一个问题。
He obviously had not read any part of the book.
非常清楚，他问那问题的时候，我们就知道他还没有念过这本书。
Because he asked this question, he said,
因为他问了这样的问题。
What's the secret?
他问说这本书讲的秘诀是什么
？What's the secret? They found the secret. The secret.
这本书的书名叫做《他们找到那个秘诀》，那个秘诀是什么
？Is that Christ comes and He lives in us? Amen.
这个秘诀就是说，基督来了，而且他住在我们里面。
The secret is that.He comes and He lives out His victorious, overcoming life in us.
那个秘诀就是说他来了，同时他把那个得胜的生命从我们里面活出来。
Hudson Taylor, maybe you've heard of him. Hudson Taylor,
你们可能听过戴德生。
Is in this book.
戴德生的故事也被写了。
He's chapter one. Hudson Taylor.
第一章讲到第一个人就是戴德生的故事。
And this is how his life is entitled. He's living the exchanged life.
在这里面他所讲的就是说戴德生他所活的一个人生是一个交换的人生。
What does that mean? Well, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
那什么意思呢？那意思就是说那个活在我里面的不再是我自己，是耶稣基督活在我里面。
We've heard it already today. We need to die to ourselves.
我们今天都听到我们必须要对自己死。
Why?
为什么
?So that Christ can live in us.
因为我们向着自己死耶稣才可以活在我们里面。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，而是耶稣基督。
And then it's some related to a complete cleansing.
然后这里面还有一些故事讲到是完全的洁净。
Others, it's the fire of God.
然后这边又谈到神所赐下来的火。
Some call it perfect love.
有些人称呼那个叫完全的爱。
Does it matter really what we call it? What we call it?
无论我们怎么称呼。
But it's the work of God in us.
无论我们怎么称呼，它都是神在我们里面的工作。
Jesus has come to live in His temple.
耶稣说来活在他的圣殿当中。
And with His love, my heart is aglow.
因着他的爱，我的生命可以得着，可以发亮。
And so I guess the question is, do you want that kind of life?
所以我们要这样问：你要那个爱吗
？Do you want to have a radiant life?
你要一个能够发亮的爱吗？
Do you want a victorious life?
你要有一个得胜的生命吗
？Praise God! It's provided for us.
那个发亮的生命已经给我们了。
This past Sunday, we on the church calendar.
过去这个星期天在我们教会行事历上面。
And by what I mean by that is on the general church calendar.
我的意思就是说在我们教会的那个一般的那个行事历上面。
This past Sunday was the day of Pentecost.
过去我最讲的是一般的教会的那个一般基督教的那个行事上面行事历上面过去的这个是那个五旬节的的星期日。
And so we considered, and we've been thinking of what Jesus did for us on the day of Pentecost.
所以在那个纪念五旬节的那个星期天，我们就在想，在五旬节那天，耶稣为我们做了些什么。
You see, it's something that Jesus did.
你要重点是在于说，这是耶稣的工作。
Well, we begin reading in Acts chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost had come, the Holy Spirit came, right?
当我念到第二章的时候，我们都读到这个，对不对？当五旬节来的时候。
But if you read further down in the chapter, Peter makes it very clear that it's something that Jesus did.
但如果你继续念下去的话，你会发现他写得非常清楚，那些所发生的工作是耶稣所做的。
Have you realized that Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit?
你有没有意识到这一点？耶稣也是那位用圣灵给我们施洗的。
In every gospel.
在每个福音书里面
you can find at the beginning of every gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
在那四个福音书里面
there is this testimony by John the Baptist.
你又可以找到那个见证，那个见证也就是那个施洗者约翰所做的见证。
I baptize you with water.
约翰他说，我用水为你施洗。
But there's one mightier.
但是有一个比我更大。
Mightier than I.
那个比我更大。
He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
他将用火跟圣灵为你施洗。
So Jesus,
那也是耶稣
is the one who receives of the Father the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那也就是耶稣从天父那边收到那个圣灵的礼物。
And he pours it out.
然后他向那个礼物向我们来倾倒。
And beloved, that's something he wants to do again,
亲爱的
again.And again,
amen. 那也是耶稣一直要为我们做的事情，一次的，一次的，一次的。
What is the greatest need of the church today? What is it?
今天教会最需要的是什么
？It's for Jesus to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
也就是耶稣基督为我们用圣灵来施洗。
You see, Jesus made so many wonderful promises.
耶稣他做了很多美好的应许。
He told his disciples.It's good for you if I go away.
他告诉他的门徒说，如果我走了，为的是你们的好处。
Now, if I was Peter, James, and John, I would have said, "No, it's not good, Lord, for you to go away."
如果是他的门徒的话，因为说主啊，这个不好。
I want you to stay. I want you to stay right here.
主耶稣没有你留在这里与我们同在。
He said, "No, it's expedient. It's good for you if I go away."
但是耶稣他说的是说。我离开你们是为了你们的好处。
Because if I go away, I'm going to send another comforter.
因为当我走的时候，那个保惠师要来。
One just like me.
那个保惠师就跟我一样。
And that's what he did.
耶稣也就是这样做。
On the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天。
Who came to those disciples?
临到那些门徒是谁呢？
But I think if you read carefully, I believe Jesus came to them.
Amen.
如果你仔细念的话，你会发现其实耶稣来到。
Oh yes, there were tongues of fire. There was a mighty rushing wind, and they spoke the word of God in different languages and glorified God.
五旬节那一天有火有大风，然后大家在说着不同国的语言。
But what did happen?
但是真正发生的是什么
？Jesus had come to them.
真正发生的是耶稣来到他们的当中。
He had told them, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
他讲就是说，耶稣他说我不会离开你们，我会来到你们当中。
In that day, he said, "You will know that I am in you, and you are in me."
在那天你会明白，我就在你们里面，你就在我里面。
That's a wonderful message.
那是一个非常美好的信息。
Of Jesus, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也就是那个圣灵的施洗者。
And so when we read in John 7, "Come to me, you who are thirsty."
所以呢，我们在约翰福音第七章念到说，你们口渴可以到我这里来。
John makes it clear. He's speaking of the Holy Spirit.
约翰他讲得很清楚，他所指的就是圣灵。
These rivers of living water are rivers of life, rivers of the living God himself flowing in us and through us.
这生命之河和活水之河，它所指的是神他自己的生命。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I will pour water upon him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground.
耶稣要说那些口渴的，我要将我生命，我要把我生命浇灌给他们，我要把我生命浇灌在那干渴的土地上。
And so, walking in the Spirit,
所以在圣灵里面行走,
is only possible if we are filled with His Spirit.
这样的行走，只有当你被圣灵充满的时候，才有可能发生。
So often we think it's maybe I just have to try a little harder.
有些时候我们可能想说，我们只要再用力一点，我们只要再做得好一点。
Sometimes we think maybe if I just pray a little bit more.
有些时候我们想说，也许我们再多祷告一些。And
not that that's not important.
并不是说祷告本身不重要。But
beloved, it's not necessarily because I've prayed a long time or I've done X, Y, or Z that God comes to me.
但是，亲爱的，并不是因为说我祷告很多，神就会领导我。It's
when I see my need.
他是当我要跪下的时候。When
I cry out to him and say, God,
当我向神来哭喊,
I can't, but you can.
当我哭喊，对神哭喊说，神啊，我做不到，你来。
I've tried, but I failed.
主啊，我试了，但是我还是失败了。But
you have promised to give me victory.
但是神啊，你已经应许我，你应许我可以得胜。Because
you are the mighty conqueror.
因为你是那位伟大的得胜者。And
you come and you overcome in me.
主啊，是你来，你在我里面得胜。Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And so the invitation to come is open to us again tonight.
所以今天晚上神再次邀请我们每个人来到他面前。
If you're thirsty,
如果你是那个口渴的人,
come and drink.
来到我这里，来饮用那活水的江河。
If you need a refreshing, fresh anointing,
如果你需要灵的更新,
then come.
那你也来,
come to Jesus.
来到耶稣这里,
come to the fountain.
来到这泉源,
drink, oh Jesus, teach us to drink.
耶稣教我们如何来,
oh, hallelujah. I know there's much teaching on the Holy Spirit.
我知道关于圣灵的教导有很多。
And certainly we don't have time to do a complete study on that.
但我没有办法在这边上一个完整的关于圣灵的教导。But
just something that maybe I heard here at camp.
但就像我曾经在这个营地听到过的。Many,
many, many years ago.
在非常非常非常非常多年以前。I
was just, I didn't have to do the many, many.
非常多年以前。
Many is enough.
Okay, one many is enough.
You're like Chinese now.
But brother Bob Collis for a number of years was director of the camp.
那时候在营地有一个负责的弟兄叫Bob.
That would be Sister Gerda's brother-in-law.
那个是被教士的姐夫，谢谢被教士的姐夫。
You have a lot of help.
Yeah. I need that.
And he just, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know if it originated with him, but he just put it together very, in a short sentence for us.
我不知道那是他想出来，但是他就是写出一个非常短的句子。
And if this helps you, you take it. If it doesn't help you, it's okay.
如果这个句子它可以帮助你的话，把它记下来。
He said there's one baptism in the Holy Spirit.
他说在圣灵里面的那个
It's a breakthrough. It's the experience that these people speak of, that a change comes. It's a crisis experience. You understand that?
它是一个突破，就是在这本书里面所提到那些人所经历的。
It's not, you know, some people will, well, it's like when you got saved. You didn't get saved, you know, over a period of 3 years. You know the day when you knelt at the cross And you ask Jesus to forgive your sins, right?
当你得救的时候，你并不是，例如说你是一个三年完整的经历，你才知道你得救。当你得救的时候，在那当下，你知道耶稣进到你的生命里面。
And the same thing with the Holy Spirit, the baptism and the Holy Spirit, you're going to know when it takes place.
圣灵的洗也是一样的，当它发生的时候，你知道你在经历圣灵的洗。
He said, "In that day, you will know that I am in you, and you are in me."
在那天，你会知道我在你里面，你在我的里面。
Now, certainly there's an ongoing work of the Spirit in us. Amen?
当然圣灵的工作是持续的。
He's changing us. He sanctifies us.
他在洁净我们，他在改变我们。
So one baptism.
所以那是一个事件。
And that opens the door, beloved. That's a doorway.
那个事件它本身就是。That's
the way into this life. It's not an end. It's not like, oh, now I've received. Now I have everything I need. No.
它是像一个打开门，你可以从此得以进入。
It's an open doorway into fellowship with Jesus.
当那门打开的时候，你就可以跟耶稣有亲密的关系。
Jesus becomes real and precious.
在那一刻，耶稣变成宝贵，同时
His word becomes real and precious to us.
耶稣的话变成非常宝贵。And
we begin to walk in spirit.
也就是在那样的情境下，我们开始可以与神同行。But
then he went on to say, one baptism, he said, many fillings.
Amen.
Did you receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit this morning? Did you receive an infilling tonight?
And
so he wants to come to us again.
Our
brother Hans, Uncle Hans Waldfogle, the founder of this Ridgewood Fellowship and this camp,
这个营地跟立柱教会的那个建立人吴老牧师
He said you should be filled with the Holy Spirit at least once a week.
吴老牧师他说你至少一个礼拜一定要被圣灵充满一次。
We ought to seek for that.
我们必须要这样寻求。
It's an expression that we need him.
它只是一种表达方式。
Sometimes we say, well, I've got it, I can do this now. You know, I've got all I need. No, we need him again. And again and again.
他所表达就是说，我们必须要来寻求圣灵，必须要被圣灵不断的充满，一次接着一次。
Jesus comes and he fills us.
耶稣来充满我们。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then the third thing was that there's a constant anointing of his spirit upon our lives.
然后第三件事情就是说，那个圣灵不断的持续的在我们生命当中来浇灌我们。And
the thought there is that people can sense there's something different about that man. There's something different about her. There's a peace. There's a joy. There's patience. That's the constant anointing of the Holy Spirit upon us. Yeah, I remember a story, and I'll try to end with this, of Sister Elizabeth Lindau. Anybody know Sister Elizabeth Lindau? She was a missionary for many years to in Taiwan. She worked with Sister Pro Young and Sister Gerda Bach, and she was older than Sister Gerda.
她比那个费教士还要稍微年长。But
she related an incident that that took place when she was at work.
然后她有一次就讲到说有一件发生在工作上的事情。Before
she was a missionary,
在她在台湾成为宣教士之前,
she worked in an office.
她其实在办公室里面有环境上班。And
she said, one day I was filing, you know, I don't know. I guess the older people will know what filing is. The younger people, I don't know. But she was filing papers in a closet. And as she's doing this, she said, one of my coworkers came up to me, and as she approached, she suddenly stopped.
然后那时候，他就说要说我有个同事啊，他就走进来，然后当他快要靠近我的时候，忽然就停下来。
And she said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were praying.
然后他就说，不好意思，我不知道你正在祷告。Now
she wasn't praying out loud.
但是林教师那时候，他其实并没有祷告。She
wasn't kneeling down next to the cabinet.
他没有跪下来，他就只是在柜子旁边，他并没有大声的祷告。
This coworker somehow sensed that something was taking place there.
但是他那个同事不知道为什么就知道说他在祷告。
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were praying.
然后他跟他讲说，他跟林教授讲说，哦，不好意思，我不知道你正在祷告。
And so my point is, it was just she was learning to walk with her God even while she was doing the very ordinary things of life.
所以，我想表达就是说，即便是说林教授他只在处理一些日常生活中非常平常的事情，但是他在那当中，他也在学习与神同行。
Beloved, that's the goal.
亲爱的，我们都要活成这个样子。
Amen. It's wonderful. It's wonderful when God reveals Himself when we gather together like this.
非常非常美好，就是说神将他的真理在我们聚集的时候向我们来显现。
But when we can be alone with God and walking with God in our place of work.
但是不止当我们聚集在一起，我们自己一个人在外的时候，我们也必须要学着与神同行。
When we can be alone with God when we're riding the subway.
我们
在 New York City,
我们在搭地铁在纽约的时候，即便是我们自己一个，我们都可以学习与神同行。
When you can be alone with God in your car, when that other person cuts you off,
当你自己在开车，在车里面，你与神同行，虽然别人超你的车
，That's the goal.
当别人超你的车，你也不会介意。我们要达成的就是这样的目标。
That's to walk in the Spirit.
那就是与神同行。
That's the deeper life that we talk about.
那就是更深的、更近深的生命，也就是我们这在这所学传讲的。
And it's a work of the Holy Spirit to make Christ real to us moment by moment.
所以我们要学着，就是每一刻都让那个圣灵可以从我们里面活出来，那个经历成为一个真实。
And so tonight, I just again would like to invite us just to come.
所以今天晚上，我要邀请。弟兄姐妹们，大家一起来。
Again, maybe it's for that initial. Lord, I need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
也许他是一个非常起初的请求神啊，求你用你的圣灵充满我。
Or maybe it's Lord, I need to be filled again.
或者是说你已经曾经受过圣灵的洗，今天我
need to be filled again.
圣灵啊，求你再一次的充满我。
Maybe it's just that Lord, I want to have that constant anointing on my life.
或者你所想祈求就是圣灵啊，我要时常的被浸在你的圣灵当中。
I want to walk with God.
我要与神同行。
I want to walk in His presence.
我要在你的同在当中同行。
Oh Jesus, Jesus, how I need you.
哦，耶稣，我需要你。
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，圣灵来！
Maybe we could stand together and we could sing the chorus. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you.
也许大家我们可以一起来唱，圣灵啊，我们需要你。
Thank you.
Pray for me that God would fill me, that God would come to me. Anyone like that, just come right out.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.